Now let's talk about conjunctions and comma rules. We use conjunctions, as you can see, to connect words, phrases, or clauses in a sentence. Conjunctions are words like and, but, or nor. This creates parallel structure. Look at the conjunctions in the example sentences. Steve and his friend are coming to dinner. Here we're joining the noun Steve and the noun his friend with the conjunction and. Susan raised her hand and snapped her fingers. In sentence two, we're joining two verbs, raised and snapped. And notice that you need the same verb tense to have parallel structure. Here we have two examples of simple past tenses, raised and snapped. Number three, he is waving his arms and shouting at us. Here we have two present progressive verb tenses, is waving and is shouting. And notice that you have a choice about whether or not to repeat is, the verb be. Number four, these shoes are old but comfortable. In number four, we're using the conjunction but to join two adjectives. Number five, he wants to watch TV or listen to some music. Here, the conjunction or is joining two infinitives, to watch and to listen. Number six, I don't like rain nor snow. Nor is the conjunction used in negative sentences. Nor joins two nouns, rain and snow. Number seven, I searched under the table and on top of the refrigerator for my wallet. The conjunction and joins two prepositional phrases. And number eight, my boss likes people who come to work on time, who are productive, and who take little vacation time. Here we have three noun clauses that are joined with the word and. But there's something different about number eight. Do you notice the commas? People who come to work on time, comma, who are productive, comma, and who take little vacation time. Sometimes we need commas to separate parallel items in a sentence, but sometimes we don't need commas. Here's the rule. No comma is needed to separate two items in a list or two parts of a parallel sentence. However, commas are required to separate three or more items in a list or three or more parts or clauses of a sentence. So sentence number eight above has three clauses. Therefore, we need commas. Let's look at the example sentences in the table. On the left are sentences with correct comma use, and on the right are sentences with incorrect comma use. Let's look at the first sentence on the left. Steve and Joe are in class. We're joining two nouns with the word and, the conjunction and, we do not need a comma. The sentence on the right uses a comma incorrectly. We don't need any comma in that sentence. So Steve, comma, and Joe are in class is incorrect. Sentence number two, Steve, Joe, and Andy are in class. Here we're joining three items, three people, Steve, Joe, and Andy. So we do need a comma. We need a comma after the first item, and the comma after the second item is optional. If you see the asterisk, the little star, the note at the bottom of the table says using a comma before the last item in a list is optional. You have a choice. The sentence in the second row on the right is also incorrect. Steve, Joe, and Andy are in class. There are no commas in that sentence. However, we're joining three items, three people, so we do need a comma. You must have a comma between Steve and Joe. The third sentence on the left is correct. My favorite fruits are apples and oranges. We're simply joining two plural nouns with the conjunction and. The third sentence on the right is incorrect. My favorite fruits are apples, comma, and oranges. Do not put a comma here. If you're only joining two items with a conjunction, you do not need a comma. The last sentence on the left, again, is correct. My favorite fruits are apples, oranges, and bananas. Apples, comma, oranges, comma, and bananas. This is correct. We have three items in a list. Remember that the comma after the word oranges is optional. You can delete it if you want. The last sentence on the right is incorrect. My favorite fruits are apples, oranges, and bananas. There's no commas in this sentence, but remember, when you're joining or more items in a list, you must have a comma between all the items except the last item. The comma before the last item, before the conjunction, is optional. Remember the note, using a comma before the last item in a list is optional. Both sentences below use commas correctly. My favorite fruits are apples, comma, oranges, comma, and bananas. Or you can say, my favorite fruits are apples, comma, oranges, and bananas. Both of those sentences use commas correctly. Try this quiz group to test your knowledge of comma rules.